listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today I want to read to you from the great Psalm, Psalm 119, and talk to you about being sustained by God's Word. Here we go, Psalm 119, verses 92 and 93, where we read, "Unless your law had been my delight, I would then have perished in my affliction. I will never forget your precepts, for by them you have given me life." Most people find something to delight in, a hobby, an interest, entertainment, a relationship, whatever. We don't know what else was delightful to the author of Psalm 119, but one thing was clear. The Word of God was his delight. That's why he says here in verse 92, "Unless your law had been my delight." The psalmist rejoiced that the Word of God had been his delight. Reading and studying and meditating on God's Word was not a burdensome chore. It was a delight. God met him in his Word. When we have fellowship with God in his Word, it makes our time in his law delightful. When the Bible seems like an ancient academic work, it may feel like a burden. But it is a delight as a meeting ground with the living God. This delight had a real result. His relationship with God sustained him so much that he said that without it, I would then have perished in my affliction. The psalmist knew that he would not have been sustained in his season of affliction without his relationship with God and his Word. This delight goes beyond mere Bible knowledge. It's a relationship with God in and through his Word that gives strength and spiritual nourishment. His long practice of reading, learning, considering, digesting, and doing God's Word got him through seasons of affliction. Relevant to this verse, there's a beautiful excerpt from Charles Spurgeon's Treasury of David. Let me read that to you. He says this, "I happened to be standing in a grocer's shop one day in a large manufacturing town in the west of Scotland, when a poor, old, frail widow came in to make a few purchases. There was never, perhaps, in that town a more severe time of distress. Nearly every loom was stopped. Decent and respectable tradesmen who had seen better days were obliged to subsist on public charity. The poor widow had received her daily pittance, and she had now come into the shop of the grocer to lay it out to the best advantage. She came to the last penny, and with a singular expression of heroic contentment and cheerful resignation on her wrinkled face, she said, 'Now I must buy oil with this, that I may see to read my Bible during these long dark nights, for it is my only comfort now, when every other comfort has gone away.'" That's the heart of somebody who delights in God's Word. Now, the psalmist also said, "I will never forget your precepts, for by them you have given me life." The psalmist remembered the life-giving power and character of God's Word. It was this life that strengthened him in the season of affliction. God's Word brings life because it's alive. Even the most gifted preacher doesn't bring life to the Bible or make the Bible come alive. No, the Bible brings life even to the preacher. The Bible will bring life to you and to everyone who will give it the honor, attention, and obedience that it deserves. Give God's Word that honor, attention, and obedience today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.